Looking back at 2017, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. This past year, the U.S. released a joint issue with Canada, The History of Hockey, but didn't have any stamps for its Legends of Hollywood or Music Icons series. I'm told those series aren't dead. In fact, there's a John Lennon stamp in the music series in 2018. The agency also started a new charity stamp program. Canada delayed release of its first ever Hanukkah stamp because of a design problem, not in the stamp, but in the packaging. And speaking of mistakes, two long-lost copies of the Jenny Invert Error, the 1918 stamp with the upside-down airplane, were sold for nearly $300,000 each. Jay Bogalke jumped from editor of the biggest stamp-collecting magazine in the U.S. to editor of the biggest stamp-collecting newspaper. He's 33. The president of the top stamp-collecting organization in the U.S., Mick Zace, was nominated to be Deputy Secretary of Education in the Trump administration. If confirmed, and it appears likely, he'll have to step down as head of the American Philatelic Society. And the Smithsonian National Postal Museum named a new executive director, Elliot Gruber. He's only its third in 24 years. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.